Papa and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
You know those flowers we planted? They're sprouting.
Yeah!
This week on Vintage Answers, we have some advice for parents struggling with picky eaters. Let's hear what Mike has to say.
This letter's kind of short and easy. Both of my children hate to eat. What is the alternative to punishment for not eating? Because I don't want to whip them for it. Please help. This is really starting to take a toll on me emotionally. I am dealing with a lot of anger toward them because of the power struggle over food. I've tried spanking, but I can't spank them 3 times a day because they won't eat. I don't want to do damage to my children because I'm mad at them about that they won't eat. Please advise me. What should I do?
Letters are so revealing. Let me have that there. She says here, it's starting to take a toll on me emotionally. I can understand where she's coming from, but just rhetorically, let me ask, why should that take a toll on mother? It's them that won't eat. It wouldn't bother me personally. Of course, I have a tough old hide, but it wouldn't bother me emotionally for them not to eat. I just wouldn't care. You see, I have absolute confidence that God created every human being with a drive to eat for survival, and I have confidence, with the exception of some rare brain disease, that everyone is going to eat enough to stay alive. And I've never seen a child that got hungry that didn't eat. Now, I know what's happening in this home. It's obvious. They're eating between meals. And they're eating something between meals that is more pleasing to the palate than what's on the table. That's just as clear as can be. It's obvious that they're holding out at mealtime because they don't want to eat potatoes and meat and vegetables or whatever is being offered them. They won't have ice cream, candy, cake, and sweet cereal and donuts or whatever it is that is available between meals. Now, I'll give you a sure cure here. This will work. Take all the sweets out of the house. Take all the between snacks, all the corn chips, potato chips, any of that stuff. Take it all out. Get rid of all the jellies, all the syrups, all that. Have nothing in the house but good, solid food. Just good vegetables, good potatoes, good meat, whatever you feel like is good, healthy food. And at breakfast time, just set them up to the table with their oatmeal, no jellies, and some orange juice and a whole wheat toast. If they say, I don't want this, I'm not hungry, say fine. 9 o'clock, when they say, I'm hungry, say, well, we'll be having dinner at noon. At noontime, you put it on the table. If they say, I don't want to eat this, you say, well, that's fine. Just whatever you want to eat, it's all right with me. And then at 1 o'clock, when they come and say, well, I'm hungry, you just get the turnip greens, if that's what you eat, spinach, potatoes and green beans out of the refrigerator, put them on the table cold and say there. Now they say, oh, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry, but I don't want that. Say, well, fine, we're going to have supper. When supper comes back around, that's our nighttime meal here in the South, you put it on the table and say, well, here, eat. If they say, well, I don't like anything on the table, say, fine. Put it up, and right before bed, they say, I'm hungry, I'm starving. Okay, fine, here's your supper. It's cold, let them eat it. Same thing for breakfast. I guarantee you that in a week's time, that child will be eating turnip greens, spinach, and cold potatoes, and enjoying it and loving it, and be a lot healthier for it. Your doctor bills will go down, and you'll have happy, healthy kids. No need for you to ever get mad again. No struggle of wills. You'll never have to be upset, because it doesn't make you a bit of difference what they eat or when, as long as they eat what's in the house. And the only thing that's in the house is good food. You've thrown everything else out. Now, if you can stand that, it'll work. I guarantee it'll work. I've seen it. Other parents try it, it'll work. The only thing that keep this from working, if you, mother, love sweets so much yourself that you keep your house stockpiled with sweets, and you have your little snack, and they have that little snack with you, then they'll not eat at meals, and you'll be angry. But it's yourself you ought to be angry at, not the kids.
Well, that wraps up this week's archives. We hope that you found it as encouraging as we did. Don't forget to check out the specials at Cane Creek Corner.